Less than 2 weeks after Langley City Mayor Nathan Pochel took the unusual step of issuing a video request to the federal housing minister for a meeting to talk about housing issues, it happened. It's day two of at Langley City underscore Council's Ottawa mission. This morning, we meet with the Pacific Caucus to talk about housing, support for newcomers, local water, road, and sewer infrastructure funding, our Performing Arts and Cultural Center, and changes to the Langley Airport. pic.twitter.com/dcdpfrmxu, Nathan Pochel, at npochel, April 17, 2024. Pochel and Councillors Paul Albrecht, Leith White and Mike Solium, with City Sow Francis Chung got some face-to-face time in Ottawa with MP Peter Frigiscatos, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities, during a three-day trip to the nation's capital to argue for federal aid to address the housing crisis and other issues. A big thank you to Shadow Ministers at Scott A. Aitchison and at Tomkamik and Members of Parliament at Brad Redekop at Takavan Popta for making time to chat about how we can collaborate on improving the lives of Langley City's current and future constituents. pic.twitter.com/e2z5ezmvv5, Langley City, at Langley City underscore. April 18, 2024, the city delegation lobbied for a review of red tape that is holding back home construction, including Langley Airport limits on building heights, when those restrictions are not actually needed, based on the flight path at that airport. Langley City is proactively addressing the housing crisis. With over 1,000 homes currently under construction and an additional 2,600 in the development application process, we are steadfast in our commitment to expanding housing options to meet the growing needs of our community, Pochel said. Moreover, the city is dedicated to prioritizing transit-oriented development, particularly with the imminent arrival of two new SkyTrain stations in Langley City by 2028. As well, the mayor said they made it clear to the federal administrators there were two Langleys, city and township, with different concerns. A lot of people weren't even aware of that at the federal level, that Langley City even existed, Pochel commented. So by coming out and really sharing that with folks, they kind of understand a bit more the needs of our community. That we're high growth and this is where SkyTrain is terminating. Read also, video. Langley City Mayor releases video to press federal housing minister to meet the video and the visit to Ottawa came after both city and the township learned they would not receive money from the Federal Housing Accelerator Fund, HAV, because the $4 billion program to encourage residential construction had depleted all its money. We were told, in Ottawa, to resubmit our housing accelerator funding, as the federal government has unlocked more funding through its new budget, Pochel said. Read also, mayors frustrated as Langley misses out on federal housing funds meetings were also held with MP Teiko Van Popta, MP Scott Aitchison, and MP Brad Redekop to highlight the need for a federal infrastructure assets renewal program to replace aging infrastructure. While we have made substantial investments in replacing outdated infrastructure, this endeavor exceeds the financial capacity of local governments, Pochel said. Therefore, we require a sustainable infrastructure assets management fund to bolster investment in infrastructure renewal to accommodate our community's rapid growth. The trip, from April 16 to 18, approved by council, cost about $10,000 for travel and accommodation for the five members of the delegation.